One question that I have, Chancellor Thorpe, is this notion of the big issues. You talk about in your book, Engines of Innovation, this idea that entrepreneurism has to be successful, really focus on the big issues. What do you see as two or three really big issues that Carolina and UNC Healthcare could focus on that might be drivers of innovation in the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, inequality would certainly be a big one. And as a public hospital, that's a really important one to UNC Healthcare. And it crosses all across the university to social science and to the humanities, who are writing about how people have differential access to the things that they need to be successful. And I think that it is the great issue facing our world. And encompassed under that are poverty and lots of diseases that affect people who don't have access to the things that they need. Certainly that's one. I think obesity is a major problem facing the world. And another one that is of extraordinary interest to UNC Healthcare, and I think the project that we have with Blue Cross and Blue Shield to create an accountable health organization will help address that one as well. And then this is a little further away from UNC Healthcare, but clean water is clearly a major problem facing the world. And
I was just down in Haiti, and I blogged about that was one of the major, if not the best way to improve healthcare, was to get clean water.
That's right. And it's we take that for granted. But if in the developing world, access to clean water is a huge issue, and it's a little bit of a scientific issue, but it's mainly a political issue and an ideological issue and a issue of human behavior and lots of things that the university has the ability to contribute to.
And so if you take one of those, the inequality or healthcare disparities, and think about the resources we have at our great university, how do you bring us together? How do you bring the healthcare folks with the sociology folks and
with the business folks and the investors?
Yes, well, I think that is where the convening power of the university is one of the things that we haven't exploited to the extent that we could to succeed at that kind of thing. And we're kicking around some different ideas where we could have, you know, maybe a long series of events and discussions related to this kind of thing. But if you think about the institutions in the world that could bring together all the people that you just named, doctors and investors and business people and sociologists and this whole group, you know, where else but a university would you be able to do that? And I'll just put a plug in because you brought up business. Michael Porter, who is most people would say is one of the most hardcore sort of business writers and scholars in the world, who is a professor at Harvard Business School, he just published a article in the Harvard Business Review about shared value, where he's talking about business looking beyond just the bottom line. And this is something that lots of us have been talking about and people like Buck and I have been writing about. But for Michael Porter, who is a, you know, who's an expert in competition,
right,
to write an article about shared value is really an exciting development. And I think it's a signal moment in the history of all of this.
Great. Thank you so much, Chancellor Thorpe.
Sure.